Catherine is trying to be a working woman. Austin's trying to be a working man. And boy, somebody's eating crow, and it's Naomi, y'all. With Southern Charm, let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, it's true.
Yes, it's so true.
It's so, hello, everybody.
True,
welcome.
True, true.
We were saying, does anybody know what eating crow means? And so, making sure. It means that she's saying she's sorry, y'all. If you don't know what that means, I'm sorry, but learn things. I just shaded it in the Southern way. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Southern Charm. This is, we're talking X's and a Half Shell, which I think is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle reference. I'm
like, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
We are super excited to be here. Maite, she is traveling the world. She's in Chile. I don't know where she is. But she's not. But she told us she wasn't going to be here today. But she'll be back next week. But we have Ronnie subbing in.
Thank you. Today, yeah.
Yes. And then we have Laura, who's going to be on the panel full time.
Yay!
Another Southerner. So, but still, tell everybody who you are and let them know.
Oh, my God.
What are you excited about?
Been with AfterBuzz forever and ever and ever. Do a bunch of Bravo reality shows.
Yes.
Also did, as a fill-in, too, for New Orleans Southern Charm, too.
Yeah.
And there's so many favorite characters I have. I was telling you... I love this Chelsea. I don't know what it is about the sweet little Chelsea.
Mm.
I like the complicatedness of Craig. I'm just in. I'm in on
all these episodes.
Yeah,
they're so good.
Love it.
Crystal.
Hi, my name's Crystal McLaughlin. I'm just happy to be back this week. We have so much to talk about. I can't wait to get into it.
Your lip gloss looks amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
It's real
thank
good.
You.
Girl.
Yeah. I did Gay-dee-dee. Something right today.
Gay-dee-dee. Miss Laura, welcome.
Hi, y'all. I'm Laura L. Thomas, and I am Southern. By nature.
She is. I'm white trash, y'all. She's kind of Southern. She's from Kentucky.
No, I'm from Nashville.
Nashville. I'm sorry. That's Tennessee.
They're right next
Dumb
to each other.
American.
They're easy to get
confused. So you grew up in Nashville.
I did. Yes, I did. I've been out in LA for about 7 years almost, but my roots are still in Nashville. So
I'm interested. We're going to talk about the show. We still, like I said, we've got Catherine was really trying to venture out. We've got Naomi get some truth talk from her dad. We're going to get to all that, but I just want to find out a little bit. Like, so you've been a fan of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And huge you've
fan.
Been at AfterBuzz for a while.
I have, yeah.
Had a kid and came back, right?
I sure did. I have a little boy now. His name's Walker. He is 13 weeks old.
Congratulations. Oh, 13 weeks. Wow. You look good.
You are glowing. Shucks, you are definitely.
Yeah. I need to have a baby, y'all, to look better.
Maybe it does wonders for your skin, not so much for your body. But no, it's
fabulous.
The light of my life. It's the best thing. In the entire world. But I'm super happy to be back at AfterBuzz. I am going to be on the Basketball Wives panel again, which is starting up next week, which we're excited about. And also another Bravo show, Below Deck Med, which starts up next week. So, two more shows.
You are going
to
be busy.
And that's right.
I'm wondering, too, like, I'm excited to have a Southern female on the show because I feel like so much we talk about. I was going to say as women, but I'm not a woman. But sometimes my feminist feels like it. But I mean, I'll be interested as we go along to see your take of like, because it's a different thing being a woman anywhere in the world, but also being a woman in the South, in the Deep South. You really deal with a lot of BS.
It's true. It's
so
real
I'm
true.
I'm excited to see some take. Well, let's jump in, everybody. I'm Matt Maher. See, I didn't even introduce myself because I'm just too excited because this episode was a slow burn, but then it got good.
Yes.
It got really good. So let's talk with the lighter stuff right now. Let's talk about Cameron. She is Cameron. We'll talk about some Catherine too, but Cameron is
she's ready to pop.
I don't think she can get
ready.
Any bigger. Were you that big too?
No, I didn't get super big during my pregnancy, but I will say I feel all the feels that she's feeling.
Was a little traumatic when she was talking about it. You remember?
A little PTSD was like creeping back in. I was like, no, I can't. So behind me. No, it's true though. I mean, you get to those final few weeks and you're just like, take me down labor lane.
Oh my God.
Like,
you're ready
do whatever
to go,
I need
yeah.
to do. I was doing all the tricks too. So I can't
like
go
the
down.
Food.
Did you go down the cobblestone road as well? As
well,
Cameron?
We don't have a ton of those here in LA. But I spent a lot of time bouncing on a ball, so,
that's so
which
funny.
Apparently is the same thing.
Yeah. Real? Oh yeah, I guess that's true. It's just
true.
Like physics. Get it out. So, do you think next week she's going to have a baby? You
I
think?
Hope so.
I hope so for her sake.
I don't know.
How many more weeks did she say in the show? Like 2 weeks
Nine
from
days.
That point? No. Oh, okay.
Nine days. Yeah.
I don't know how much more they can stretch it out.
I don't know, but I mean, she's stretching. You know,
she
really
stretching.
Needs to pop that baby out.
Do you think Shep should be the person to take her to the hospital,
yes.
or do you think?
Absolutely.
Really? His lack of responsibility, I don't know if I would trust that.
But he's really great in a tragedy, though.
Yes.
So.
Oh. I think he should. I think he should be the person. He has nothing else to do, right? I
mean, but unless it's like 3 a.m, he's drunker than Cooter Brown.
Oh, well, of course, that's going to be a problem. You know, she better call for an Uber or an a Uber Lyft, Lyft. You know, okay. But I mean, she's got so many friends. I mean, I'm sure somebody will.
Mama's ready
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Mama's ready.
She's got a ton of friends. So
well, maybe
I'm
she can call Catherine because Catherine is yes. Miss Wise Catherine now, y'all. And we're gonna talk just so for some of y'all because I know some of y'all probably in the live chat are watching and you're gonna want to know there was some Thomas and Catherine drama. We're going to save that for the end, y'all. We're going to make you wait. But let's talk a little bit about... Catherine's trying to be a working woman, y'all.
Good for her.
How do we think about this?
I think it's great.
Oh, I am super into her ambition, and I love that she is ready to provide for her family and wants
Absolutely.
To stand on her own 2 feet and mm-hmm. really just kind of make something of herself, even more so than she already has, and not rely on someone else.
Yeah.
But the one problem that I have is, like, know your brand. I mean, know your brand, right? Like, I don't know that Catherine is Gwen's.
Gwen's is kind of like if
perfect
y'all
perfect fit.
It's like a remember Casual Corner.
Yes.
Or like, it's like a
like
Chico's Light. Ugh. I love Chico's. They have beautiful caftans. I get
do.
Some of my drag there. But
really?
I love Chico's.
I love it.
My mother does too, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not really Catherine's brand.
No, it's not at all. And so I'm just like, I feel like the reason why she sort of faltered in that interview is because it wasn't authentic.
Yeah, and she wasn't prepared. I mean, you could be nervous. And I think whenever you think of your own interviews, like I've had interviews where I've been nervous about the personal stuff when they ask you the light, like how are you and mm-hmm. who are you as a person. But when it, right, what you said about brand, when it comes to why I'm qualified or how I would be an asset to this company, then you typically jump into something because you're very prepared for that. But
yeah.
She wanted to go off the strength of like, I just love the brand. Like,
so
you're a fan?
She's been
that's
in the working world for a long time, too. I think she is a little rusty. And, yeah, she probably isn't prepared. But I think she's right. She has a different brand to bring in. I mean, the guy who owns that establishment was saying how a lot of people are not coming in. They don't have, like, a huge turnover. So maybe her coming in and also being a part of the show will bring in a new younger crowd, like she said, right? So I have some faith in her a little bit.
Well, she has a lot of social media followers.
Yeah,
so maybe
absolutely.
They care about
that. Mm-hmm.
You know, as we're talking, though, I'm realizing, because I was a little bit like, Catherine, come on. You can know how to just speak and do an interview, which is something you learn.
Yeah.
But then I realized, oh, wait a minute. I forget how young she is.
Yeah.
She's just so tall and statuesque.
Mm-hmm.
She had her first, she met Thomas when she was how old? Was she 19? 20?
She was super young.
I mean,
that's funny you say that because I actually thought she was older as well.
Yeah.
Like, you bringing that to my attention is like, oh, yeah,
so
we do have to cut
I'm
her
like,
slack. Yeah.
I would have, like...
She's in her early 20s.
I would have been terrible at that. Actually, no, I would have been good. I worked at the Gap. I've got a really good
interview.
And good
interview. For her for putting herself out there and, like, reaching out for, you know, for herself. I mean, she sees herself as potentially being an asset, and that, to me, says that she's a strong woman who has a bigger, you know, a bigger vision for this store than what they have going on for themselves right now. I mean, obviously, she was saying how she shopped there, right? So...
Yeah.
So she wants to help them. She wants to see them prosper. So it, her helping herself and also helping them. So I think it's a great thing.
But my issue with, I guess, the whole situation is I wish she had walked in there and presented her authentic self.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not
yes.
walked
Absolutely.
In there and tried to put on this senator's wife kind of
I think she
facade,
still tries to be that.
You know?
And I don't think that's who she is.
No, it's not.
She's like... Works on. Catherine should work barefoot and like work at Claire's.
Yeah, I mean,
sell some earrings to like young kids, and like they think she's like the cool older girl there.
It's like all of a sudden
the buckle.
Yeah,
well, she's trying to find herself, right?
The energy that Catherine usually brings, you know, which in the past hasn't always served her, but I think she's kind of mellowed out a little bit. Like, I think still being able to bring your authentic self to the table is always hands down what you want to be able to do. And I just felt like she was just this like zebra there, or this horse that was walking in and trying to be a zebra. She had like a zebra coat on, and I was like, just take your zebra coat off and be a horse.
But she's young.
You know?
I mean, we've all been there, right? We've been young and not really know like who we are. And I know that I've gone through my phases of different...
Oh, girl.
Different stuff.
Oh, girl.
That I've worn, hair color... I mean, everything. My mom used to tell me I look like the Lion King with my orangey yellow hair. You know, so I know personally, you know, we've all had our moments where we're trying to be something that we're not. I think she's just trying to find herself, and she's doing it on the show, really. I mean, we're all watching her.
If only she had a podcast to listen to help her out.
I know.
With getting better.
I know.
That's true. She does. Miss Maria Menounos could definitely help her out.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
It felt too right. No, it was perfect.
So you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life. For those who do, we have got the perfect podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by AfterBuzz TV, founder and AfterBuzz TV founder, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. Maybe Catherine can use that, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and so much more, let our sister, big sister Maria, be... Wait, I read this wrong. Let our Maria be the big sister you have always wanted. Just go onto iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, you guys, you have to let Maria know that we sent you here. Us from Southern Charm,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Yeah, Catherine's interview was so bad, you're going to have to go over here to learn your life skills.
Right.
So it makes sense for everybody.
Yes. Well, or she could go to... Can we talk about Naomi's dad?
Oh.
Joel.
I'm calling him Jopra. Because he dropped it down.
Yes, he does.
What did you think about her dad?
I love him.
So sweet.
So open up this restaurant in Charleston. So Naomi really, you know, goes to her dad and just kind of starts explaining the situation. And he really, I mean... I love that. No matter how old you get, my parents are like that too, where sometimes I'll just, my mama calls it showing my A double something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say or whatever. But I'm showing my butt. And even though I'm almost, you know, 40 years old, my mother will, she'll still put me in my place and tell me. And I feel like she kind of had that moment.
Because I think for the most part, they listen to you and they're supportive and they see you, you know, falling to some degree. But then there's that moment where they put the line in the sand and they're like, you know what? We did teach you to be better in this situation. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what we saw. Yeah. You know, I don't know the dynamic of their relationship, but I think about my relationship with my mother. It's like, she'll let me go. We'll go to the deep depths of, you know, oh, there goes Ronnie failing again. But, you know, I'm trying and I'm doing things the way I'm supposed to and working them out. But if it goes too far, it is nice to have that motherly or fatherly opinion where it's like, wait, okay, now what did you do wrong in the situation? Mm. Kind of like you're being checked in a way, but in the most loving possible, truthful and authentic way.
Yeah, and he loves her so much, he wants her to succeed, right? I mean, what parent wouldn't, right? So him giving her that advice was really good because now she doesn't look like a crazy you-know-what.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes no one's going to be able to say it to you like your parents.
Yes.
You know, you can tell a lot of people, you could say, you know, your friends typically, and especially at that age, I think your friends like to jump on whatever bandwagon, you know, you're feeling. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need a little bit of a dose of reality, and I think that's what he was for her today.
Absolutely.
So, it's really sweet.
I think so, too.
Real sweet.
Now, speaking of somebody who maybe is not living in reality, can we talk about Craig and Patricia?
Oh,
Craig. So, Patricia... I love Patricia. If I had the money, I would buy one of her caftans. Patricia, if you're watching, you're probably not, but I wish you would. Send me one. I'll send you a picture of my dog. But anyway, that's what you do. You put your animal on it and they
what
make the caftan.
Dog?
Well, she passed away, but I had a miniature schnauzer.
Aww,
loved her. I'd love a caftan of my Sophie Louise. But I'm thinking of my dog. So Craig goes to see Patricia because just to get a little advice, but apparently Patricia gives him a job offer of making a pillow for her clothing line that has to be dog and cat inspired.
Yep.
What is Craig going to be this pillow entrepreneur?
Why not? Right?
This is what I love about Craig, because he looks like a lawyer, but he is not. he's really not. Like, I think if we've learned anything over the past few seasons of Southern Charm, is that Craig is not a lawyer.
He's not.
He is not a businessman.
No.
He is a weird little amazing artist.
Yes.
That I
he's almost got like a hippie Phil, right?
Like, yeah,
a, like,
oh,
he's,
yeah,
just,
he's like a hippie Phil in Vineyard Vines. Like,
yeah,
he's,
yeah,
a hippie in Vineyard Vines is,
yes,
what he is.
Yeah.
And I the more that I get to know Craig, the more I'm intrigued by him.
Yes.
Because he is, what you see is like not at all what you get.
No, he's like a grandma at heart.
Yeah.
He truly is. He's like an old grandma at heart. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But I like it. I think it's kind of cool that he likes to be creative and he's not like doing exactly what everybody else thinks that he should be doing. And
right.
I love that Patricia is supporting him and saying, you know what? I see some potential in him of whatever good that he's doing, and I'm going to put him underneath my wing and help him out, right? I mean, why not? But hopefully he makes a decision on which pillow
that's
he
what
would
it is.
Like.
It's his, what did the life coach say?
Indecisiveness.
Yeah, you process too much. And I mean, what, she gives an offer, and he's like, okay, I'll do the cat, I'll do the dog. Wait, but the dog doesn't mutually work with cat audiences. Like, right. It was a lot. And
do you want partying dogs? Do you want drinking dogs?
But you know
do
what?
You want setting dogs?
Are you, just was like, I take it you're not a Craig fan?
I can't stand his voice, but I do like Craig. His voice is annoying.
As crazy as he is, he's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, I like
watching from the beginning, I'm like, I want all of this.
And then it's just his voice.
Yeah. Okay, just the voice. Yeah. Okay.
But I like Craig.
Yeah.
No, I like Craig. And I would totally sleep with him. I'm usually not into white guys.
Well, there's always that.
I mean, I'm married, but make that two.
Oh, yeah. Say, okay.
Well, should make it three.
Hello. Are we all four?
Yes, we're all four.
We're
all in on Craig.
But I will say, Patricia, and this is very Southern, she is the master of closing a conversation.
Oh, she is.
When he's going on, and she just said, you know what? It should just come to you. And then I felt like she was about to say, what was that line? She said, oh, excuse me, someone's at the door.
Yes.
She has a wisdom about herself when she's not even trying. It's like,
oh, we all can live. I'd hope to be her.
Yeah.
I'd like to come back in my next life.
Yes. I could learn a thing or two just spending a day with her.
Even one of her dogs.
Just even an hour. Yeah. Could you imagine?
I can't. I can't imagine.
I can.
I can.
I want to. Patricia, come hang out with us.
I just want to rest my head on her ring for a moment. I'm just like a pillow.
I know.
Oh my goodness. That ring.
It's beautiful. All right. So, you know what is beautiful too, actually, everybody, is when you leave a review for our show. We are doing this out of the goodness of our crazy love for these crazy people on this show. And that really is the only reason. So we love it when you go on iTunes, when you go on Stitcher, Google Play, however you listen to your podcast, if you leave a review. Also, make sure you're subscribed. Some of you, my mom didn't know. She would like listen, and I was like, Mom, you can just subscribe, and it'll come up when there's a new episode. She was, really? That's so handy. Do people know this, Matthew? I'm like, yes, Mom. Yes, everybody knows.
People
that.
In 2010 know
yes.
this.
Most people know that. So, yeah, so be sure you subscribe to the show. And lastly, tell a friend if you just want to share about the show or, you know, tweet it. Tweet any of us. Tag it. Tweet AfterBuzz. Tag AfterBuzz. We're like, oh, my gosh, it's so funny. Tag Patricia. Yes. Y'all do that. And if you're watching the YouTube channel, hit some likes. And if you're not on the live chat, get some comments. We always interact with the comments. We love it. Y'all don't have anything to do between, like, Tuesday and, like, Wednesday. I'm real bored. So just give me something to do. Like a YouTube video. And, and help keep us on, on the air.
We love talking to them, right? I mean, we get so much feedback sometimes. It's, like, so good to feel, like, they're part of our show,
It's
right?
really good fan theories, too. So
yeah, they're like Wikipedia. They know everything.
Yeah, they,
like,
oh, my gosh, yes, they do.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be like, I don't remember.
And then all of a sudden, they're like,
I'll be like, wait, did Craig work? And they'll be like, no, remember, da-da-da. And I'm like,
wow.
Oh, you're right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So take us there.
We love you guys,
I'm hungry now, too, because Nico's looked amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't that food look good? Oh, I have to say, like Naomi sounds, maybe because I'm, I don't know, because I used to be a singer, but I think about, like, that's maybe I listen to Craig's voice or whatever. And Naomi's voice is fine, but sometimes she can be like, oh, whatever. But when she speaks French,
it's
I'm just
so sexy.
So gorgeous.
It's so sexy. It's so good. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, talk like that. What? I sound like a dumb.
Yes.
She sounds great.
But then Thomas ruins it when he comes in.
Thomas ruins just about everything.
Thomas, you know what? Let's just get to that, shall we?
Like, not Thomas.
Let's talk. It's time. If you have your parasol, you might want to put it out because it's time for some shade, everybody.
Yes.
Let's go to talk about the party at Nicholas's. So we're going to talk about several things, but let's just Thomas or drunk. What do I call him? Foghorn, drunkhorn.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh. I just can't.
I can't. So we are. Most of us are not a Thomas fan on this show.
Okay. Well,
are you okay with that?
I'm 100% okay with that.
When we reported last week too, and I saw even more. Like, he's getting a lot of sexual harassment allegations coming out against him. So I'm
Another
wondering
one yesterday,
I wonder how much we're going.
Allegedly, we're not claiming anything, but I don't even know how long he's going to be on the show. But as far as tonight, he was getting ready with Ashley, getting ready for the party, and they show up to a party. I mean, and he really just kind of made an ass of himself, really.
That's nothing new.
But I mean, he was blatantly flirting with Catherine, right in front of Ashley's face.
That was so weird and awkward. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It doesn't surprise me though, because then he said when he was talking about Catherine and Ashley and him going trick or treating, he agreed with the fact that Catherine would probably not like to share that moment with her, and he said she may or may not be the woman in my life, and that's his response about Ashley, who he moved all the way over there, by the way. And that's how he's talking about the woman he supposedly is, like, in love with and shacking up with and playing house with.
Across the country for you?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I think he's such a pig.
Which, that's on her. That's not on him. But yeah. Still, you don't talk about somebody like that literally uprooted their entire life.
Yeah. Exactly.
For you.
It's like, and he doesn't ever know what he really wants, truthfully. Like, he is a kid.
Oh, I know what he wants. Oh, yeah. Did you see the way he was looking at Catherine?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, like, go, girl, go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I feel like Thomas's brand of crazy and Catherine's brand of crazy just work.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I hate it, but
still,
they do.
Still, like, I mean, well, you think Catherine would head back that way?
I do. I think so in a heartbeat, and I don't think that it's a bad idea necessarily. Yeah. I think that Catherine has kind of come down just a little bit and sort of settled into who she is and figuring out who she is a little bit more. He's nuts, but somehow
she loves him.
Yeah,
she loves him.
She does.
Brands of crazy just match each other. Mm-hmm. I feel like Ashley in this
Do you
moment.
Like Ashley, yeah.
She kind of rubs me the wrong way, and I haven't decided why yet.
I'm with that.
She rubs me the wrong way, and I haven't decided why. But I will
say she plays damsel in distress. That's why
I think so, and I think, but I still think that she's too good for Thomas.
Yes.
Oh.
Even though
she's playing the weak woman, and she's not weak, and I think that's what's annoying about her is that she's playing like she doesn't.
Yes. That is it.
Right, and she has an agenda, but yet plays
she's
that. Like, so there's that difference.
She's trying to play dumb.
Yeah. And she. Yeah. That is exactly what it is. I think she's playing a lot dumber than she actually is.
Let me get the kids together for Halloween. I text her. What? I shouldn't text her again? Like, come on. Just, don't be you know what. Okay. Yeah. No, get out of here.
Now, has Catherine called her out on it? Or not to her face, but hasn't Catherine said her motives were questionable?
Yes. So
we could all see it, even the people in Charleston.
She did a little bit. And we saw like a preview in the very first episode of like them going at it and fighting.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, though, that's because of something Thomas did.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you that I feel like in a lot of ways, Catherine and Thomas are perfect for one another. Although he's such kind of a scumbag now, I really don't think any woman should be with
him.
Well,
no. I even think, Catherine's above him now.
Yeah.
Totally.
Catherine's really risen
above him. She always has been.
But the thing is, though, is I feel like, and not making a pun on her own sobriety, but I do feel like Thomas is like a bad drug for her.
Yes.
Like, I bet if she dated Thomas again, I could see her wanting to start drinking. Like, literally, I just feel like their crazy does match, but he takes her down the wrong road. And because he is so honestly disrespectful of women, just period, I feel like that riles Catherine so much that just will make her...
Yeah.
Kind of, I would be fearful she would lose everything she has fought for to get.
Yes,
for so
I mean,
long.
Relationships are about to, about like uplifting each other and pushing each other up. And I don't think he would push her up. I think, if anything, he would bring her down. And like, you're right, she would probably start drinking again, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
To her credit, though, we all have that one, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
That one that you're just like...
Oh, I totally see the chemistry. 100%. Oh, yeah. And I get why she wants to get back with him.
Or as viewers, do we want that to happen, though?
Yeah. To watch it.
I have to
feel
think
so
about
good
kids.
About her now. I feel so good where she's at. You know, I get worried about that temptation.
It'd be good TV, though.
You are right.
She got back to basics.
I just want a repeat of her on the pier screaming, Thomas!
That was everything.
That was good.
Which we've been having Naomi be that person this season.
Absolutely.
And today, I mean, that was one of the best damn apologies I've ever heard her give Peyton. She owned it, right?
100%.
Totally. And even, like, what I love, I do feel like this season is, like, super, like, kind of turning the tables and, like, the women are, like, taking back the show a little bit in a lot of ways. And that it really kind of came together. I think we talked about last week how it gets on our nerves when women fight, when it's really about a guy. Yes. Or the guys are the ones that are kind of doing things.
So annoying.
And I loved it when Naomi said that.
Yeah. Absolutely. You could see the empathy in her face when she was apologizing. I thought it was authentic, right? Mm-hmm. And I think she didn't give an excuse. She just said, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Everything was about Craig, but the only thing that I wonder was twofold was, wasn't Naomi onto something about this girl? Isn't she another one of these girls that does?
Wow.
Because of what we were talking about.
If people stay tuned for our news, we've got a news segment from somebody from a tweet, and we're going to talk about Peyton's thirstiness. Just get ready.
And she did say that she doesn't completely 100%, even before the apology in her you know how they talk in their
confessional.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I knew it was confessional, but then you were drawing a picture, and I said,
"Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
What's going on?"
In her confessional, she did say, "I don't 100% trust her still. I am sorry for what I said and did, but I don't 100% trust her." So, you know, she's sticking to her guns.
There might be a reason for that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just, because for time-wise, we can go. Really, we just went off on Thomas and Catherine. Yes. Don't get us started. let's talk about... what's going on with Austin? What is... I saw an Instagram video that Craig posted today with Shep. Or was it Shep with Craig? Anyway, they were together and they were saying... we were talking about tonight's episode and they're like, boy, Austin just... Austin's going to just go through it this episode. Yes. And so... everything just kind of fell apart for him. What... I don't know. What do you think about Austin? This apologizing to Shep... are trying to get Shep to apologize, but he didn't. Chelsea's upset because he didn't feel like he stood up for himself to get this. I mean, Austin didn't even want the apology. He was talking to Whitney, and Whitney, of course, called him out and said, let's talk about it now. And then, so he's, but he totally backtracked on everything that he was kind of saying.
He's a scaredy cat.
Yeah, a little
bit.
Going
on.
And then he tried to, like, go home with Chelsea, and she's just...
oh, no, she's not having it.
Table, so she's no.
Can you agree with me? That's such a turnoff as a woman, like, to have a man not stick up for himself.
No.
Like, that's all I kept thinking was, like, oh, that would totally, like...
no.
Dry me up there.
That's right. No, it's true.
I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry, but it just seems to me, it's so crazy that he can be so... I'm a little bit over the puppy dog act from him.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a lot of them do that, all those guys, but yeah.
Yeah, but at least, like...
but for sure, him.
When Shep does it, you kind of just... like, he said it tonight, he's a buffoon, and I just kind of like, but you're an endearing buffoon, and I kind of love that.
But he stuck up for himself before,
exactly.
Shep, at least is, like, sticking, but
he's got
Austin
a backbone.
Is, nah.
I'm just a little tired of, like, Austin kind of being a little puppy that, like, hides behind his, like, mama's tail.
But Shep doesn't take himself so seriously. He gets that he's a little ridiculous.
Yes.
That's his brand.
You're
he knows
right.
his brand.
Because when we see arguments even between Austin and Craig, Craig's always, like, the one who... he's hurt more because it's so serious, and I guess that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Austin, I'm sorry, Shep can never really go to a certain place because he's in on the joke.
So
it was a weird interaction. I was a little bummed that Chelsea wasn't into him, though. I mean, I know you said that you understand it, but I just always want that to maybe kind of work. I mean,
you know,
I think
why
she
though?
Was, but I think she's
she
he's,
was.
He's, I think he's losing it.
Yeah,
well, that's
totally
what I'm saying.
It.
I'm keeping hope
I
alive.
I think,
like,
he's crapping the bed.
She's so good for him, and so he needs to use this advice of what had happened and switch up, because you can't lose that one. She's so endearing. I love that girl.
She is awesome, and that's what I was gonna say. Is like, yeah, she might be good for him, but she's gonna be great for somebody else.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Girl.
Sorry.
Laura came to play, y'all.
Yes, she did. That's right.
That's right.
You know what? And it's like, okay, first of all, it's not a turn on when you don't stick up for yourself, but it's almost like a slap in her face, too. Like, he's not backing her up and saying, you know what? Yeah, this is exactly what it sounded like. This is exactly what Chelsea did, and I'm going to back up Chelsea. And what she said, she feels it sounded like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By him just being like, all right, let's shake hands. All right, cool. Like, everything's good. Like, that is a total slap to Chelsea's face. And I don't blame her for not wanting to go home with him. She cringed, you know, when he touched her.
I mean, I will say, and I want to talk about Not So Charming, but I will say
You know what? That's going to be my not so charming, actually. See, I'm teasing you. So let's talk about some news, and then we're going to get to our not so charming and quickly, because we talked a lot. We're going over time. But let's do some AfterBuzz news. Oh, we didn't hear the, I didn't hear the news thing, but that's all right.
Okay.
AfterBuzz News. There you go. All right, everybody. So we're going to talk about some news. So what we were going to talk about, and this is a news slash fan shout out in one that we're combining, which is good because we're pressed for time. But I want to call out our fan. Sorry, I pulled it up here. Tabitha Roadhouse tweeted us a YouTube link. It's on, she tagged me on Twitter at the Matt Marr. And so anyway, she just put interesting, and it said kind of after Bravo YouTube shoot, and it's talking about apparently that regarding Peyton, that Craig and them were saying that several years ago, apparently Peyton was tweeting or Instagramming, talking about the show Southern Charmed, and talking about like how hot she thought Craig and like Shep were, and she was like, oh, if I could just like get with one of those guys.
Naomi's on it.
So I think that, yeah, Naomi not so crazy. So I'll try to retweet that link again too if you want to see it. So, but speaking of Naomi, we have some news about her too.
Well, I don't know if it's like breaking news, but it was news to some people on our panel that she has a new nose.
Yes.
She got a new nose this year.
And she already had the cutest of noses.
Yes. I liked her nose.
I liked her nose before, but I like her nose after too. And she said something that, actually she said this in an interview, that it was something that she wanted to do since she was 8 years old. And that if somebody has something that they want to change about themselves and they have the option to do then she is all for it. So I say you go, girl.
I think she's beautiful either way, but it takes away from her character. That's all I got to say about it.
Noses are hard.
They
you
are.
You don't want to be like baby. Yeah. And,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
But yeah.
Baby.
Please.
My news.
I'm getting a facelift. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
My news is Naomi opens up about her new beau, Mitul Shah. I'm probably
the hot doctor.
This. Yes. People asked her if he was going to be on the show. She said that he was not going to be on the show because she wants to respect his privacy, and that she is very, very happy. He is wonderful.
You guys, this is what I hate about the live news versus like the show, because I like try not to go ahead, and so now that just broke my heart. So now there's no Naomi Craig.
No.
I try so hard to not like. No, it's not a diss to
you. We showed pictures of him last week. He's
like,
hot.
I'm like, and that's good for her, but I'm like still in the show. Like, oh, I hope so. Now it's like,
no.
Just a good TV show.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
All right. Well, that's fair.
But what is going to happen is our not-so-charming moment. So,
hey, girl.
Since I had my idea, I'll go ahead and start if that's okay.
Yeah.
My not-so-charming is a little bit of Shep, because we talked about Austin. But I have to say, Shep was really going all in, talking kind of crap about Austin to Chelsea. And Shep backtracked as well and said, I just said you were a younger version of me, and really kind of didn't own up to what he actually said. So I think Shep does that a lot. So I thought that was a not so charming
moment.
That
wasn't a gentleman of him, a southern gentleman of him.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie, do you have a not so charming moment?
That was so good. How do I top that? I'll say my not charming moment was Shep's haircut, because it was. He was like, oh, I got a haircut with Chelsea. And they're like, no, it didn't look like you got anything. So his hair is the not so charming moment.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mine would be. When Thomas talked about his pochette.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, his pochette and how Casanovas used to wear them, and the larger they are, he was like, you know.
The larger they are.
The larger they are somewhere else, too.
I think the larger they are, the smaller the wee-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It's like a guy driving a big old truck, right, trying to compensate. But anyways, I thought that was the not-so-charming moment. You're disgusting.
Thank you for reminding us. Hashtag pochette. Miss Laura.
Well, you're going to hate me, but my not-so-charming moment was Miss Patricia's cat dress.
Wait a minute.
Laura's off the show, y'all.
I'm
first
sorry.
Day, and she's gone.
Oh, you love me and then you hate me. No, I'm all in on Patricia like 99% of the time, but that cat dress I could not get on board with.
I don't think they look good. It's just when you're so rich, you give no F's about
there's
what
like
you
an
look
elegance
like.
About it. Yeah, it's
you
not like it's
care.
The greatest of styles, but it's Patricia and it's regal. Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
But you're right.
That's
it's not.
True.
If she wasn't rich, she would just look like a crazy cat lady.
Yes. Well, yes, she still looks like a crazy cat lady.
She still does. Everybody. That's a lot of good work.
That's a lot of diamonds.
A lot of good work. All right, everybody. So this was obviously a jam-packed show. Thank you, panel, so much. Go ahead and tell everybody, say goodbye, and tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, good. And our shout-outs to are Cindy Williams, Tashana Gittles. We've got Dash Colbert and Teresa Marquette. Just some of our shout-outs here. Yeah. Randomly RJ, thanks.
Randomly RJ, that's where you can find Ronnie.
Or in the back alley. No,
okay. Now we're talking.
It's a recycled joke, but it felt right. She knows that alley? No, what's happening?
You saw me there? No. You can find me on all social media at Crystal 823. It's Cristal 823. That's pager code for thinking of you. Yes, that's how old I am. I will see you next week, you guys.
Yeah. And again, guys, thanks so much for letting me hop on. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me at Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
I'm so glad you're here. Yes, welcome. Ronnie, you can sub in anytime.
Oh, yeah. You guys are great. What a good panel.
And, you know, we are also, I'm Matt Maher, and you can find me at The Matt Maher, and I'm doing Arrow and other panels. I do a Riverdale podcast, but I also do Southern Charm New Orleans with Mate. So if you're catching on, that show is getting good. Mm-hmm. We're hopefully getting some more, trying to get some more interviews. Ronnie's been helping with that, so be sure to tune into that. And everybody, thank you so much for watching the show. We'll see you next week for Southern Charm. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.